AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baltimore is beginning to clean up after yesterday's riots. Stores and a mall looted, cars torched, at least 15 police officers injured. 200 people were arrested. The rioting began after the funeral of a black man who died in police custody. This man's car was vandalized.
People just tired, man, of the police brutality. The police brutality, but it shouldn't reflect on a community like this.
Public schools are closed in Baltimore today. The subway is bypassing some stops, and a curfew takes effect tonight. Meanwhile, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake is defending herself against those who are asking why she waited for hours to ask the governor to declare a state of emergency. An hour from now, the Supreme Court begins hearing arguments on whether gay marriage should be legal. Our Jerry Bodlander's in Washington.
Same-sex marriage is legal in 36 states and the District of Columbia. The justices today consider the constitutionality of laws in several states that ban same-sex marriage. April DeBoer and Jane Rouse challenged the Michigan ban.
We were just looking to adopt our kids.
But they couldn't because Michigan links adoption to marriage and bans same-sex marriage. That ban was initially overturned but then upheld by a federal court. The justices will hear more than 2 hours of arguments on whether same-sex marriage should be legal nationwide. The high court's ruling is expected in late June. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
A 16-year-old boy who fired two gunshots yesterday inside a Washington State high school but didn't hit anybody before a teacher tackled him, say police, reportedly told detectives he never intended to hurt any students. Three other staff members at the high school in Lacey, about 60 miles southwest of Seattle, quickly helped subdue the teenager. This is AP Radio News. The number of dead from the weekend earthquake in Nepal is now more than 4,400, with many more injured and in need of basic supplies like food. Helene Gale is the president of U.S. CARE, and they're hoping you'll help raise millions for the survivors.
We're aiming for $40 million that will help up to 75,000 families in Nepal, provide them with clean water, shelter, food, sanitary essentials.
The South Korean ferry captain responsible for last year's disaster that killed more than 300 people was given an increased sentence today of life in prison by an appellate court that convicted him of homicide. And a nurse has died after falling from a hoist on a medical helicopter while rescuing a woman from a hiking trail in Austin, Texas. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.